Atlanta's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, on this Monday morning, of course, all week, we're talking about Thanksgiving week and how it's going to be so different for us this week as we approach the holiday. But what about in Europe? What's going to happen for the Christmas holidays? Any plans being made just yet as they look ahead? We have on our WHBC newsline right now, Fox News Radio's Simon Owen in London. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Pam.
All right. So I know it's not for Thanksgiving, but what is it looking like as you kind of look ahead towards December into the Christmas holidays?
Yeah, this is the challenge for European leaders. And actually here in Britain, the Prime Minister is due to speak shortly to give what's being seen as a winter coronavirus update. England is in a pretty strict month-long lockdown at the moment, but that is due to end next week. And it's got a lot of people here looking to the holidays. You know, Christmas is a huge holiday across much of Europe. It often brings far-flung families back together across the continent. It is normally fairly cold here, so it is very much an indoor holiday. And if you put all of that together, it presents governments with a particular challenge because efforts to combat COVID-19 so far have centered on not socializing, not mixing, and ideally not being indoors and probably not really traveling as well. But no politician wants to be the Prime Minister who cancelled Christmas. So for now, European leaders are hedging their bets, watching the data very closely. It looks like some of them at least are leaning towards relaxing the rules for the holidays. And the speculation here in the UK that will mean households will be allowed to mix maybe for as short as 5 days over Christmas before the rules are then tightened again for maybe January and February. It sounds unusual. It is unusual, but it seems to be going down well because the front page of the Daily Express newspaper here today, giant letters, block capitals, it's official, Christmas is saved.
Well, you know, you were talking about being in the middle of this lockdown, and have you heard any results, so to speak, or, you know, is it working? Do they think that this has helped at all?
I mean, I think this is generally the case in a number of European countries, is that actually, yes, they hope that these lockdowns are flattening the curve, as the phrase goes, that you know, the surge in case numbers that Europe started to see sort of September, October time, since lockdowns were imposed in a host of countries, whether it's Britain, France, Germany, and far beyond, that actually a couple of 2 or 3, 4 weeks into the various lockdowns, that, yeah, the numbers are tailing off. The problem for European leaders is that they seem to be tailing off at a pretty high rate, and that's the case certainly if you look at Germany, for instance. They're looking at these numbers and they're saying, well, yes, it's an encouraging curve. It's no longer going through the roof in the way that it was, but the numbers of infections that they're still seeing are higher than they had hoped. So that's going to be the dilemma for European leaders. Yes, the lockdowns appear to be doing their job, but every day that you're in lockdown has huge consequences, whether it's for your economy or generally for society on an individual level. They are not good things to have in place. They want to lift them as soon as possible. But, you know, we wait here. So we'll hear from Boris Johnson here in Britain shortly. We're also going to hear this week from the French president, who's due to give an update of his own. They have made one concession in Paris, Pam, in recent days. They're going to allow Christmas trees to be sold because there is a ban in place on sales of non-essential goods, but the French government has published a decree and it says that Christmas trees are exempt.
All right. Well, I would imagine it's going to be step by step. We'll see how this goes. I appreciate the update, Simon. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Pam.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.